Good afternoon, and welcome to the Montreal Alouettes season preview conference call. Your host for today is Mr. Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, sir.
Merci, Paul. Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone. Merci de vous joindre à nous dans le cadre de la dernière téléconférence de cette série d'aperçus en prévision de la saison 2017 de la LCF. Thank you for being with us today for the last teleconference of our 2017 CFL season preview series. Our guest today, les Alouettes de Montréal, with us on the phone, General Manager, le Directeur Général, Kavis Reed, the Head Coach, l'entraîneur-chef, Jacques Chapdelaine, et le quart arrière and quarterback, Darian Durant. Je cède maintenant la parole à Monsieur Reed. Mr. Reed, please go ahead with your opening remarks.
On behalf of Bob and Andrew Wettenhall and Patrick Boisvin, our president, and all of the Montreal Alouettes, we are excited about the 2017 football season. Under the leadership of Coach Jacques Chapdelaine, we are supremely optimistic about our chances for success on the field. The addition of Darian Durant brings stability to the quarterback position and foundational leadership. In addition, a number of operational changes have been made to improve our environment, highlighted by a recent charter deal with Nalinar Air. This agreement is a huge step in providing a strong working environment and conditions. We are excited about the direction of our team and our league, and we look forward to a tremendous 2017 season.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Reed. On va maintenant passer aux questions. Paul, please go ahead with the instructions.
Certainly. Thank you. Merci. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. Nous allons maintenant passer à la période de questions. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, soulevez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur les touches étoile 1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. So at this time, please press star 1 if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur étoile 1 maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Il y aura un court délai vous permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente. Thank you for your patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. La première question de Chris Schultz du TSN. À vous la parole. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, guys. Questions for Kavis. Kavis, you've had great success as a player, as a coach, and now in management. And you made the interesting statement about building a football team being, you know, part of it an art, part of it a science. Could you elaborate a little bit? Which part is the art and which part is the science when you look at building a football team?
Yeah. The locker room, as we always say, is a delicate ecosystem, and you want to make certain that you provide an environment where people can thrive in and not introduce elements that will be a distraction. That's the art part, the chemistry, finding personalities that fit what you want the football team to be, fit what our head coach has mandated he wanted the football team to be. That is the art of going out and finding those players that have the character, the temperament, and the disposition that we want. The science part is obvious in terms of finding the measurables, whether or not their football talent is good enough to play at the level and have us be a championship team. So those two things married together, hopefully allowing us to have tremendous depth in all the positions, again, as a part of the science, will allow us to maintain the integrity of our ratio and hopefully have the opportunity to survive injuries as we were incurred during the season.
Quick question for Darian. Darian, can you just talk to me a little bit about working with Anthony Calvillo and how you're going to be able to assimilate all that knowledge he has into physical execution on the field?
Well, first and foremost, I'm definitely looking forward to working with Anthony. You know, his pedigree speaks for itself. Our battles against each other speak for itself. So I'm just looking forward to sitting in meeting rooms with him, seeing how he dissected defenses when he played, seeing if we can see things from the same angle, and just transferring that over to the field. I'm looking forward to it. He's a very, very bright guy. And, you know, we're off to a good start, and I'm looking forward to continuing that.
Thanks, guys. Best wishes this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. À nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur l'étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question is from Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions for Darian. Just wondering what your thoughts are on opening the season against Saskatchewan. I'm sure the schedulers pretty much that was an automatic for them. What do you think of it?
I think it's exciting. First and foremost, it's a great storyline. You know, it brings some excitement to TSN, to our league, and I love it. And of course, you know, playing against your old team is something that you look forward to. And you know, like I said, it's a great storyline. I'm excited about it. I'm sure our team is. And to open the season and be the only game going, I think guys are looking forward to that as well.
I remember we talked a couple of years ago, Darian, and you were so excited about playing under Jacques and talked about the possibilities of a 6,000-yard season. And in that first half against Winnipeg, in that offense, you were lighting it up. How excited are you to kind of get a second chance at that offense?
Very excited. You know, just being able to already have a full training camp under Jacques and learning the system and learning how he you know, looks at different defenses definitely gave me a head. You know, I have very high expectations in 2015, and they don't change going into this year. I think it's a great offense for myself and my skill set, and looking forward to it.
Thanks as always, Darian. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. De nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question, la prochaine question, est de Mathieu Proulx de RDS. À vous la parole.
Hey guys, this is a question for Kavis and Jacques in regards to the usage of your ratio with starting Canadians. We know you loaded up with defensive linemen from non-import players, and you decided to play with two imports at tackle. How do you guys plan on playing your Canadians and starting Canadians? First on offense, if you go to 5R, and then on defense, if you do go to a 4-3 to a 3-4, how do you guys see that ratio at this time before camp?
I'll let Coach Chaptelain go.
Yeah, from this point of view, Mathieu, is, you know, as you said, going into this off season, we did commit to the fact that we wanted to have two American tackles or two international tackles on the offensive line. And that created a situation based on what we did last year where we would play another national player on defense. So last year, we had essentially a safety playing that position. This year, as you indicated, Kavis himself did an extremely great job of finding some interior D linemen who are national. So in a 4-3, to answer specifically towards that, in a 40-type front, that's where our national players will line up. When we get into a 30 front, we have now the flexibility of having the zero technique or the nose guard to be a Canadian player and to add basically the second Canadian player as a linebacker, essentially. So that makes up for one added national player over last year. So now we have to add another national player basically in the starting alignment, and that other national player will find himself, as you just indicated, on offense. So when you're in two backs on offense, having a national receiver with possibly a fullback who's a national player makes up for that ratio. And then when you're in five receivers, essentially, we would have to have possibly two receivers or a receiver and a national back to assume that ratio again.
All right. Thanks. That's pretty clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question, la prochaine question, est de Bruno Montpetit de RDS. À vous la parole.
Hi, Darian. I was just wondering, did you have the chance to see the receivers, work with them a bit? There's a kind of a few new guys coming in. How do you see the receiver core, and how do you see the offense?
I'm excited about our potential for sure. Just getting down to Florida and being able to work with those guys for 3 days, it's definitely going to help our chemistry going into camp. I'm excited about you know, working with Nick Lewis, who's an all-time great in this league. Ernest Jackson was just as hot as any receiver, you know, last year. And, you know, you look at Sammy and his talents and B.J. Cunningham and some of the other guys we have, I think the sky's the limit for us if we can just make sure we're on the same page consistently and just go out there and execute. The potential's there for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Frédéric Daigle from La Presse Canadienne. La prochaine question est de Frédéric Daigle de La Presse Canadienne. À vous la parole.
Oui, bonjour, messieurs. La question est pour Jacques Chapdelaine. Tu as hérité d'une équipe à la fin de la dernière campagne. Vous avez passé l'hiver, Kavis et toi, à la modeler. Qu'est-ce qui t'a plu au minicamp de ce que tu as vu de tes nouveaux effectifs et à quoi tu t'attends de la part de ton équipe maintenant pour le camp d'entraînement et pour le début de la saison?
Oui, comme tu l'as indiqué, écoute, je pense que la chose qui s'est produite l'an passé à la fin de la saison, c'est que vraiment il y a eu un changement d'identité, de culture au sein de notre équipe que j'ai pu témoigner, que j'ai pu voir encore lorsqu'on est allé en Floride. Et non seulement on a vu que malgré le fait qu'on n'avait pas joué ou pratiqué, disons, depuis le mois de novembre ou fin octobre, là, enfin, là, pour se rendre là, cette identité-là, cette énergie, si tu veux, positive-là, était encore au sein des joueurs, était encore du nucléus de joueurs qui étaient présents en Floride. Donc, même si on a apporté des modifications, je te dirais que les joueurs, comme Kavis l'a indiqué au tout début de l'entrevue, les joueurs qui se sont rajoutés à la formation, c'est des joueurs qui se sont alignés avec les idées ou la philosophie qu'on voulait continuer d'avoir au point de vue de cette identité-là. L'autre chose qu'on a pu voir, puis Darian en a fait allusion aussi un petit peu dans ses commentaires, c'est que les nouveaux participants, les nouveaux joueurs qui se sont joints à la formation, c'est quand même de très, très, très bons joueurs. Et puis, ce qu'on aime voir présentement, c'est de la façon où cette complicité, cette synchronicité, si tu veux, là, continue de se développer. J'ai bien aimé la façon que le minicamp s'est déroulé. Il n'y avait pas beaucoup d'erreurs au point de vue de l'exécution. J'ai trouvé que les gars ont commencé à développer une chimie très, très, très rapidement au début du camp. Et puis, comme Darian l'a mentionné, maintenant, évidemment, on va rentrer plus de jeux. Le système va grandir. Puis, on va évidemment aller passer une autre étape aussi en défensive avec l'ajout d'un joueur national. Ça va être à nous de s'assurer que tout le monde continue de rester, là, si tu veux, sur la même page pour être sûr que toutes nos idées soient très bien alignées. Mais définitivement, au point de vue du talent, au point de vue de notre philosophie, la direction et de l'attitude des joueurs, on continue de profiter du changement qu'on a su voir là, à la fin de la saison passée.
Et puis, peut-être justement, si on parle de cette philosophie-là, plusieurs observateurs ont attribué à tort ou à raison les ennuis des Alouettes au cours des dernières années parce qu'on n'avait pas préparé la relève à Anthony Calvillo. Tu disposes présentement d'un corps vétéran en Darian Durant, mais est-ce que justement ça va faire partie de ta philosophie d'entraîneur que de développer justement l'après Darian Durant parce qu'on s'entend qu'il en reste moins qu'il en restait dans le cas de Darian?
Oui, dans le passé, avec les équipes où j'étais, premièrement, il y avait toujours une philosophie de s'assurer qu'on allait développer la relève, que ce soit pour des raisons rares ou pour des raisons de blessures ou quoi que ce soit. Si tu regardes un petit peu de ce que j'ai fait dans le passé avec les Lions de Colombie-Britannique, on a su préparer Travis Lulay, Buck Pierce, Casey Printers, Mike Riley, c'est tous des gars qui ont monté, ça, si tu veux, en arrière d'un autre partant. Lorsque j'étais à Regina, même si on avait Darian puis Kevin Glenn qui étaient quand même des joueurs là, qui étaient bien installés, on a dû puis on a été capable quand même de monter un très, très, très jeune Brett Smith pour qu'il soit capable de négocier quand même avec les éléments qu'il voyait. Et l'an passé, même en fin de saison, on a su être capable de pouvoir procurer, si tu veux, une formation là, pour que Vernon Adams puisse quand même là, contribuer aux victoires de l'équipe en fin de saison. Donc, c'est quelque chose qui existe maintenant. Et puis, on va pouvoir là, commencer dès le début de la saison à continuer dans cette veine-là pour continuer à développer de très bons joueurs. Darian, c'est un joueur qui est bien établi,
qui s'ajoute à Darien maintenant pour le camp d'entraînement vont être Vernon Adams, avoir de Corey Harris et puis Matt Schultz présentement. C'est tous les joueurs qui, dans mon estimation, là, seront des joueurs qui seront capables, non seulement le tutelage de Darien, mais sous le tutelage d'Anthony, et puis avec la formation, la structure que je veux apporter pour s'assurer qu'on les développe, qui vont être capables de lui donner une opportunité de gagner si Darien n'est pas en mesure de jouer.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. Il n'y a plus de questions à ce moment-ci. Je vais retourner la parole à M. Poulin. Back to you, M. Poulin.
Merci, Paul. On va faire un dernier appel pour questions. Là, des fois, il y a des délais là-dedans. We'll do another call for questions. We still have our guests with us for possibly another 5 to 10 minutes. So please press the *1 if you have a question at this time. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur *1 si vous avez une question. Là, nos invités sont avec nous pour encore peut-être un 5 ou un 10 minutes. Là, donc, gênez-vous pas, ils sont là pour ça.
Merci. Thank you. The next question is from Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. Please go ahead.
Darien, sorry to bother you again, but I should have asked this earlier. Considering the battles you've had with Anthony, battles in a good way, those classic games, two Grey Cups and that game in 2010, have you talked to him about or reflected with him about some of those games and what that was like, and now you're on the same team?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, during our cool-down period after practice down in Florida, you know, we sit there and joke about it, and I finally had the courage to ask him if he thought the game was over, especially in 09. You know, what was his mentality after the miss kicked, and how did he see things? And, you know, he told me he thought it was over. He thought that, you know, that we had it. So I'm pretty sure the more and more we're together, we'll have a lot more discussions about it. He's such a cool guy, so much fun to be around, so I know we'll have a lot of good talks about the things we've been through.
You marvel at sort of how it's come full circle, this sort of winding road that football can take you on, and now you're allies?
It is. It's amazing how, you know, when you play a game you love from the time you're a kid, you grow up and you get to meet legends and be around them, and now to play for one, it's just amazing. It's just this game we play, it can take you to great places, and you know, you meet special people, and this is just one of those cases.
Great. Thanks again, Darien.
No problem.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Frédéric Daigle from La Presse Canadienne. La prochaine question est de Frédéric Daigle, La Presse Canadienne. À vous la parole.
Merci. The question is for Kavis Reed. You announced this morning the partnership with Nolinor, and you're becoming the first team in the CFL to benefit from chartered flights for your traveling needs. How do you feel this will give you an edge over the other teams, and what benefits will you be getting from that partnership?
Just a clarification, a number of other teams utilize charter services. Our uniqueness is that we have a plane dedicated to us. You'll see our logo, much like Air Force One, when you're flying in, and it's the same plane throughout the year. So that's the uniqueness about this. This agreement was critically important because traveling from Montreal to other destinations can be a little bit laborious, but it gives our guys a professional atmosphere, an atmosphere where they have their freedom to be themselves, their freedom to decompress after a football game, give our coaching staff an opportunity to be together and be able to discuss things to and from football games. So I believe strongly it will allow us to be a more efficient football team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Mathieu Poux from RDS. La prochaine question est de Mathieu Poux de RDS. À vous la parole.
Once again, this is a question for either Kavis or for Jacques. It's been a tough
5 years now for the Alouettes, struggling on the field. How important is it for you guys to have a good start to this season? And do you break up the season in thirds? I remember some coaches would say, okay, we've got a third this season, the first six games, the second six games, and the last six games. How do you guys break down the season, and how important is it for you to have a good start come June?
Coach Aptaline.
Yeah, thank you, Kavis. You know, Mathieu, to some extent, it's sometimes difficult to get the season in exact thirds, especially now that the schedule has gone into, two bye weeks, and we have a multitude of short weeks, and the weeks are not all the same. So, however, what is more important is what you just talked about originally in your at the beginning of your question, basically, is I think it's important for any team, and certainly for us, just like anybody else, to have a quick start to the season. And the reality is this, is as the season goes on, obviously you're more and more on film. People can see you, people can defend you a little bit better. You can defend other people a little bit better. And at the same time, you also have the burden or the challenges of basically overcoming the wear and tear of the season as the season moves on. So it is important to get a fast start. As far as breaking down the season, I think you have to remain flexible as a coach and as an organization to potentially adjust how you're going into the season. I think you have to project certain situations where when short weeks come up, you do have to give your players the right amount of time between resting and going to work. So that will continue to be an ongoing, I don't want to say analysis, but certainly a point of a certain focus for us to make sure that we don't come up to the end of the season and we're running out of gas. So it's important that we get competitive right away and that we finish the season strongly as well.
In addition, right, thanks. Best of luck for the 2017 season, guys.
Thank you.
I would like to add something to that with respect to starting fast. Our fan base has been very loyal and very supportive of us, and both Coach Aptaline and I are very excited about the prospect of starting fast to give our fan base a lot to cheer about and relate to the team again. So that is critically important for us as well.
All right.
Thank you. Merci. There are no further questions registered at this time. Il n'y a plus de questions à ce moment. I will return the meeting back to Monsieur Poulin. À vous la parole.
Merci, Paul. Let's do one final check for questions and see where it goes, and then you may transfer the call back to me.
Certainly. So once again, please press *1 if you have a question. De nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur *1 pour toute question.
Semble qu'il n'y a pas de questions. Looks like there's no further questions at this time. Well, merci à tous. Quelques dates importantes dans la LCF au cours des prochaines semaines. L'ouverture des camps des recrues prévue le 24 mai, suivi du camp d'entraînement le 28. Le calendrier préparatoire débute le 6 juin. La saison régulière, quant à elle, débutera le 22 juin à Montréal, alors que les Alouettes recevront la visite des Rough Riders de la Saskatchewan. Et les billets pour ce match sont déjà en vente. A few key dates in the CFL for the upcoming weeks. Rookie camps open on May 24th, followed by training camps on May 28th. Preseason opens on June 6th, and the 2017 regular season opener happens in Montreal this year with the Alouettes when the Alouettes host the Saskatchewan Rough Riders on June 22nd. Tickets are already on sale at this time. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the season. Merci beaucoup, tout le monde, et bonne saison.
Thank you.
Have a great day, you guys.
Take care. See you Monday.
That sounds good.
Merci. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. And we thank you for your participation. Nous vous remercions de votre participation. Et nous vous demandons de s'il vous plaît raccrocher vos lignes. Merci à nouveau.